Hey, freedom seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, your business system strategist. I help service-based business owners turn their daily chaos into streamlined systems so they can scale without burnout, finally work less, and actually live the freedom they started their business for. If you're a social media manager, graphic designer, copywriter, web developer, or run any kind of service business where you sell your time and expertise, this episode could be worth thousands of dollars to you. Literally. Here is a shocking statistic. The average service business is hemorrhaging 15 to 25% of their revenue to leaks they don't even know exists. That's not 15% less profit, that's 15% of total revenue just vanishing. Stay tuned for this episode because you're going to see exactly how and then also learn how to apply it to your business. While you're focused on the front door, bringing in new clients, money is pouring out the back in ways that product businesses don't have to worry about. You see, a product company knows almost immediately, or at least within a relatively finite amount of time, when inventory goes missing because inventory is tracked. But when you lose 30 minutes here, deliver free work there, it's completely invisible. Today, I'm revealing the seven most common places where service businesses lose money, and more importantly, how to plug these leaks starting this week. Because here's the truth, you might not need more clients, you might just need to keep more of the money you're already earning. So why are service businesses so vulnerable to these revenue leaks? It comes down to one fundamental difference. We don't have physical inventory. When a product business loses a widget, they know, like I said, in a finite amount of time because their inventory count is off. But when we lose time and we're not tracking it, or we deliver work without billing for it, there's no alarm bell, there's no red flag. The leak is completely invisible. And here's what makes it worse. These small leaks compound. That 15 minutes of unbilled time you wrote off today, multiply that by every team member, every project, every month, and suddenly you're looking at tens of thousands of dollars annually. After working with countless numbers of business owners, I can tell you this. Most owners are obsessed with getting new clients while money is pouring out the back door. They're trying to fill buckets that have holes in it. You can pour water faster, or you can fix the holes. Guess which one is easier? Today, we're fixing the holes. Let's dive into the seven most common revenue leaks that I see, starting with a big one. Leak number one, scope creep without billing. How does this sound? Familiar? Hey, can we make just one small change? This is a red flag for scope creep creeping in, and it's the number one revenue killer for service businesses. What starts as just a quick tweak turns into hours of unbilled work. Let's say, for example, that you design logos or you're a graphic designer, and a client hires you for $500 logo refresh. It's supposed to be a simple, quick, in and out type of a service. But then it became, hey, do you mind if I just could see it on a business card? Or what about a website header? Oh, and maybe some variations for social media. Listen, this doesn't all happen at one time, of course. These are little questions over time. And before you know it, you've delivered a complete brand package worth $2,500 and only got paid $500. Here's the fix: a change order system with automatic billing triggers. Any request outside of the original scope gets documented, priced independently, and then authorized before work begins. No exceptions. That's the kicker. You might think this will upset clients, but here's what actually happens. They respect you more, and the good clients pay gladly because they understand the value of your time. I think the hardest part in this case, in fixing this, is the mindset. Now, I want you to imagine yourself just for a moment that you're working for a company that does logo design, and their protocol, their process rather, is that everybody who wants a tweak or a change must go through the process. And if you don't do it, you'll be written up, right? It's so funny how, when we work for other companies, sometimes we have no problem following their protocol. But when it's our own company, we easily discount our time and give it up. So when you put yourself in the frame of mind as the CEO, you would never allow one of your employees or team members to give something away for free, right? So hold yourself accountable to the same tune and follow your processes. In fact, a simple way to word it is simply this: it's our company policy that anytime we make a change or a change to the scope of work, that we go through a change order process. Is that okay with you? And then move on with doing it. All right, leak number two, time tracking gaps. This one's insidious because it feels so small. Your team member forgets to start the timer. They underestimate how long something took. They don't track the 15 minutes spent answering client emails. Why? Because each email is for a different client and it's like tedious, right? To track the 2 minutes for this one and 2 minutes for that one. But let's do the math. If each team member loses just 30 minutes of unbilled time a day, and trust me, it's usually more, that's 2.5 hours per week. And it could be you, my friend, not your team member. Multiply that by your hourly rate and then by 52 weeks. For a team of three billing at $100 an hour, that's $39,000 annually vanished. Here's the fix: real-time tracking systems and accountability measures. Not just using a timer, but creating a culture where every minute is valued. Weekly reviews of tracked time versus delivered work. Team members should be able to account for their entire day, not just the big tasks. And you can also like block this off. So if you don't want to track every email response to a specific customer, you could block it off as admin time. And then your team member or yourself could say, I did 30 minutes of admin time. And it's not so much that it's going to be billed. It's more because you want to know that it's an expense. You're losing that money and you want to make up for it in other ways. And we're going to explain more of that a little bit later on. So leak number three, underpriced rush jobs. How about this one? Hey, I need this by Friday. Is that something you can make happen? Here's what usually happens. You say yes because A, you want to be helpful, and B, who says no to money, an opportunity, right? We all say yes. Meanwhile, you're paying your team overtime or you're working weekends and disrupting other projects. And let's just be real honest. If you're a service-based business owner and you have a team and it is the weekend, how many of you are more likely to just do it yourself rather than even ask your team? I totally understand, and I know that that's what a lot of people do. But why should your time be any less valuable than anyone else's? We ran into this exact example in the solar business of all things. You would think that like a General Electric type of business, you would work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 or 8 to 6, right? We had this client that we were working on installing their solar system. And even though they had power and we were going to come back the next day and continue to work on the system, they were demanding a certain amount of the project to be finished and required my team to stay in the field till midnight. He was so exhausted. He finally told him, he's like, I can't, this is dangerous because I'm so tired. I'm dealing with electricity. I'm going home. And when he came in the next morning venting, I said to myself, my goodness, why did you even do that? I would have just left. I mean, they had power. It wasn't like they were in a dire situation. They were just being unruly. And it's at that moment that we instituted an emergency rate. So if anybody wanted us to work past our normal business hours and or on a weekend or required that we come out because of an emergency to where we have to put other people off, it was a $220 an hour fee minimum. And that's where it started. So you can do the same thing where you just have a rush rate. That way, it ultimately fixes it. So whether you're paying your team or you're paying yourself, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Rush jobs get charged at least 50% more, period. And you need clear policies about what constitutes a rush and when you'll accept them. Leak number four, free revisions without limits. Oof. I've seen this, unlimited revisions included. This might be the most expensive words in service business marketing. What you think shows confidence in your work actually invites clients who treat you like your time is worthless. Here's the psychology. When something is free and unlimited, people don't value it. They ask for revision after revision, not because your work is bad, but because there's no cost in asking. I've seen designers go through 20 rounds of revisions on a simple logo because the client had no reason to stop. In fact, I was working with a subcontractor who I used for logo designs and branding kits, and he offered unlimited revisions. And I frankly did not pass that on to my clients because I was the middleman who had to manage the situation, and I wasn't interested in allowing my time to be free. So I certainly didn't pass that on, but I included a certain amount of revisions. And at the same time, if your customer is just not happy and the project isn't going well, obviously offer an extra round or two of revisions, you know, without, but unlimited revisions is just a bad idea. Also, if you have an amount, like you say, a set amount, you know, I include two or three revisions. Beyond that, my time is $100 an hour. You'll be amazed how quickly clients approve work and the clarity that comes from that. Because I know one of the biggest things that can happen is the unknown. Well, I like this one and I like that one. Indecision. Clients sometimes have a hard time making a decision, but when they have to make a decision because they're going to be charged more, you'll be amazed at how much clarity they get. Leak number five, administrative time drain. Now, we were touching on this one earlier, so we're going to get into it a little bit deeper. This is the invisible time killer that most service providers don't account for. And I see this in every business, whether it's a service-based business like a contractor or an online contractor, right? Like we've been talking about. In either case, it's very common to overlook accounting for administrative time. For every hour you bill to a client, how much time do you spend on project management, client communication, file organization, invoicing, and follow-up? If you're honest, it's probably at least 30 minutes. Some businesses find it closer to an hour. That means for every $100 you bill, you're actually spending $150 worth of time. You're losing money on every single project. The hidden reality is that your clients don't just buy your core services. They buy project management, communication, file management, and delivery coordination. But most service providers only bill for the hands-on work. The fix is either to build administrative time into your project pricing or bill it separately. So for example, if you normally charge $100 per hour for design work, your project pricing should reflect that each billable hour requires 1.5 total hours, or raise your rate to 125 or 150, or create a separate line item for project management at 30% of the creative work. Personally, I like the second one about the line item for project management, and I'll tell you why. It sets you up to scale. So if you're a solopreneur, let's say you're a web designer and you just do a per project basis and you don't really have any team yet, you're just getting started. When you set it up for 30% of creative work, so you charge, let's say, $3,000 to build the site plus a 30% fee for project management, what you're doing is you're setting your business up so that eventually you can put in a project manager. Again, you've heard me talk about this. I can't tell you how many times I've mentioned this on the podcast, but thinking of your business from the end, when you can put in processes like this from the beginning, it helps you scale faster. Leak number six, payment terms that kill cash flow. Net 30, net 60, even net 90 payment terms are cash flow killers. You're paying your team, your software, subscriptions, and your office rent immediately, but waiting months to get paid for work you've already completed. This isn't just about cash flow, it's about lost opportunity. That money could be invested back into the business, used for marketing, or simply earning interest. Instead, you're essentially giving clients an interest-free loan. So for example, say you have a client that is consistently 60 days behind on payments. While you're paying all of the expenses immediately and all of your team to do the work, you're basically running a financing company for your client's business. The stress of constantly being short on cash flow is overwhelming, and it inhibits your decision-making ability, plus it limits your growth. Here's the fix. Ask for money up front. A, get rid of terms. Just don't make terms an option, number one. Two, take deposits on your work. So if you do a service-based business, like I said, you're a web developer, that's a one-time project. Ask for a deposit. If the amount is 3,000 plus 30%, then ask for a $1,500 deposit and then the remainder due. And you could also do progress billing, by the way, where you're 50% done. Now you're going to get an additional 25%, and then the remainder is due at the end. That's a nice way to keep cash flow coming into your business while you're working on the project. Also, it's a good way to motivate you to stay on the time frame. Now, the other piece of this, or your team for that matter, and the other piece of this is if you do monthly installments. So let's say you're a coach and you have a fee that you get every single month. You better be billing at the beginning of your month. That's my recommendation. If you're billing at the end of the month and you're constantly playing catch up, that is not producing quality cash flow in your business. Okay, enough on that one. Number seven, no-show cancellation policies. Let's face it, no-shows and cancellations are the pits, and they can cost you real money. But most service businesses absorb these costs without even thinking about it. When a client cancels a meeting or a project, or at the last minute, you've lost the opportunity to book that time with another client. If you're a consultant who charges $200 per hour and a client cancels a 2-hour session the morning of, you've lost $400 and the opportunity to fill that spot. This is why what we did in the service and the electrical industry when with our company is we charged a minimum of $125 for a service call. Even if that was going to be a simple thing, like for example, one time we went out to these people's house and they were complaining because power had gone out in a certain area of their home, and it turned out to be a GFCI unit. Still, the standard in the industry is to bill $125 or a minimum rate because that's time that you could have been spending on something else. So, in this case, if you're a web developer who's blocked out a week for a project only to have the client postpone, it is difficult. For example, to fill that time immediately. This is why in your contract, it's important to say something like, cancellation fees or rescheduling policies. In other words, put in a specific protocol. Once the project commences and it's been approved, build out is happening. If the client postpones or et cetera, then there is a penalty of X number of dollars per day, so on and so on. Make sure, and another tip I would like to give you is in your contract, have an area like on all these little things that you want people to really see, because the last thing you want is for them to come back later and say, oh, I didn't see that. Is have an extra spot where they initial on certain key areas like that so they cannot miss it. And in another way to go about this is to charge in advance. For example, another example is I'm working with a holistic practitioner who I love this. This was a total shock to me at first. I was very surprised by this process that she had. But after I gave it some thought, I thought, wow, that's a really good idea. She has calendars set up to where people pay in advance to book the time. So if they're booking a 45-minute appointment with her, they pay the $120 rate before they can book or at the time of booking. Because how hard is it to go back in reverse and charge somebody for missing an appointment? It's pretty impossible. It's pretty difficult unless you keep a card on file. It's so much easier to just bill in the front and then it holds the client accountable to showing up. And then if they need, at worst case scenario, they need to reschedule, you just move their appointment, or if they do need to cancel for some reason, you can always refund them. All right, we've gone over seven ways that service businesses are leaking profit, and we've given you the solution on how to fix each one. Here's a couple action items I would invite you to take immediately to see if this is a situation you need to address in more depth. So, number one, start with a time audit. And if you have a team, invite your team to do that, even if they're subcontract employees, because just let them know you're looking for ways to increase billables and you want to know if there's any time gaps that they're spending. And you just think it's good for everybody to spend a little bit of time auditing themselves. A time audit is simply where you keep a piece of paper and you just journal what you're doing every 5 to 10, 15 minutes. It seems like tedious, but it pays off in dividends, just as we've explained. The second thing you can do is text the word systems to 55444, and you'll get our free bottleneck assessment. What that does is it shows you in your business where you have bottlenecks, where your systems are not fluid. Now, this could be an example on where you might be leaking profit because every system is a profit machine. And if it's broken, there's an example of how you could be leaking profit. And my friends, if you just want another set of eyes on your business, because let's be honest, sometimes having a third-party person look under the hood can be helpful, then get on my calendar, book a free consultation, and let's have a chat. Don't think of this as a high-pressure sales thing because it's really not. I'm here to help. I will share with you ways that we can work together if that's something you're interested in. But at the end of the day, just think of it as an extra pair of expert eyes on your business. The link for the calendar booking is in the description below. And last but not least, if you are looking for a tool that helps you stop doing everything yourself, BizInABox Solutions CRM is the ultimate all-in-one solution. Imagine managing every part of your business: contacts, follow-ups, calls, texts, bookings, funnels, websites, even social media scheduling, all from one platform. With built-in AI employee support, it doesn't just organize your business, it helps run it. It's like having a full-time team behind the scenes so you can finally stop doing and start being. Check it out at bizinaboxsolutions.com/CRM and book a demo. Listen, if anything on this episode even finds you 15 minutes a day of more billable time, that's 1.25 hours a week times that by 52 weeks a year. If your hourly rate is $100 an hour, that's $6,500 you just found to your bottom line for this 20-minute episode. Congratulations. Like I said before, if this is something that resonates with you, please share it with other business owners and entrepreneurs, and be sure to leave a review on any podcast player you're listening to. It means the world to me. Thanks so much for tuning in as always. Until next time, bye for now.